Our ability to hear these Supreme Court oral arguments on the same day they were made is relatively rare. Typically, Supreme Court reporters have to wait up to a week, especially for cases that are not as high profile as the two landmark gay marriage cases now before the justices. Joining me now to discuss how technology changes how we understand the workings of the court is Terry Moran, who is an anchor on Nightline. He also covers the Supreme Court for ABC News. Welcome back to WNYC, Terry.
Thanks very much.
When your audience has almost instant access to these recordings, does it change how you do your reporting?
That's a great question. What it does is it helps me as a television reporter dramatize, connect a little bit with the audience. It's so much better than just kind of a graphic depiction of what the justice said over a drawing, which may or may not even look like the justice. There's a little bit of that human connection that is the impact that television can have, the way that people absorb ideas in television. So it helps. The other thing it does is, and I like this, certainly on social media I point people to it, people can get the whole thing if they want. They can go online, listen to it, soup to nuts. And so check my work, as it were. That's good.
And by the way, WNYC is offering those oral arguments and the transcripts of them on our website, WNYC.org. Tell me, who makes the decision to release this audio on the same day? And what is the reasoning behind it? Public interest?
I can answer the first. The second is part of the very deep, dark mysteries of the workings of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts makes the call. Now, does he consult with his colleagues? Do they take a vote? Is it on his own whim? It's very hard to say. Media organizations will petition the court in many cases to seek release of audio, and sometimes that's worked and sometimes that hasn't. How that is decided at the end of the day is, as I say, opaque, to say the least. But it seems to track pretty closely with those cases that have demonstrated very, very strong public interest. The Obamacare cases last year, the gay marriage cases this year, that kind of thing.
Often what we hear and what's great to hear is the thinking, the actual arguing around the legalities of a law. But we also get an inside view of the personalities of the justices. I'm thinking of an audio clip that got a lot of airplay yesterday in which Sonia Sotomayor, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, was joking around about older couples having children. How do you think this changes the perception of the Supremes? And are they aware of the attention that they receive during these more personal moments?
They are, and I think it concerns them. Look, I tell people it's the best ticket in town in Washington. If you're in Washington, just go hear a Supreme Court case. You know, there's easy ways to kind of bone up on the facts so you basically kind of get what's happening. And this is a very hot bench, as the lawyers describe it. They're very active questioners, with the exception of Clarence Thomas. And you do get a sense of them as people. And I've noticed that when they come into court from behind the curtains, behind the court, when you get the oyez from the court martial, and they come out and they see a packed courtroom, and they see senators, and they see people like me in the press box. I'm not often there these days. I've covered it for 20 years on and off, but I now go for the biggest cases. Yeah, some of them kind of enjoy that. They'll look around. You can see that. On the other hand, they believe, or at least a majority of them believe still, that part of their authority is that they aren't part of our talk show culture, our soundbite culture, that they maintain their authority in part by staying behind those curtains and behind those robes. So I think it gives them a little pause.
Terry Moran, who covers the Supreme Court for ABC News and is a host of Nightline, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.